God bless you and shalom, and welcome once again to Daily Devotion. The Lord has been so good unto us, and we have come to the third day of our sharing. By God's grace, we started our thoughts on daily bread. We read from Matthew's Gospel chapter 6, verse 11, where it reads, "Give us this day our daily bread." This was a prayer in which our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ taught his disciples to pray. This he taught them because they requested that he taught them how to pray. Why? Because the disciples of John prayed. But then when they were walking with Jesus, they didn't see much of his disciples praying. Well, Jesus knew his mission here on earth. He came to earth to do the will of the Father. And he knew that he was the bread of life. And he knew that he was the bridegroom. So for as much as the bridegroom is with the bride, what is the need for them to pray? But then he said, a time will come when the bridegroom is taken away, then they were going to what? Fast, seek the face of the Lord, fast and pray. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. Now in John's Gospel, Jesus performed a great miracle. The multitude had followed him based upon the miracles he did, healing, casting out devils, healing the sick, and doing all these miracles. He had a great following. So Jesus, trying to prove to the disciples that he was the bread of life, asked the disciples if they could get bread to be able to feed the multitude. They were about 5,000. So the disciples were taken aback and started asking within themselves, "Lord, this great multitude, how are we going to feed them?" But the Lord discerned their thoughts and told them to ask the multitude to sit on the grass. Well, we know the story already. There was a lad who had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. So out of that, the lunch for that young lad, he used that to prove to the disciples that he was the bread of life. He fed them, and he even instructed them to gather the crumbs that nothing should go waste. My brothers and sisters, what is this teaching us? Praying for our daily bread always comes with a revelation. A revelation of who the Lord Jesus Christ is to us in our life, based upon situation, based upon instances in our life. The Lord is going to prove, the Lord is going to perform a miracle in our life to prove to us that he is the bread of life. the bread that he asked his disciples, he taught his disciples to pray for. He said, when you pray, pray like this: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Like I said yesterday, the emphasis is on daily. Daily bread. So daily comes with a revelation and a miracle. When we have that revelation, when we apply that revelation towards our Christian journey, towards our faith, then God is going to supply. God is going to give us that daily bread of our life. And our life is going to be filled with miracles in every journey of our life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want us to take a quick look at the Syrophoenician woman in Mark's Gospel. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verse 24-30. Mark chapter 7, verse 24-30. Let's hear the word of the Lord. Amen and amen. Mark chapter 7, verse 24-30. And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into an house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. Hallelujah. This is a woman of great faith. This is a woman who demonstrated persistence in prayer, persistent in consulting with the Lord. My brothers and sisters, do we have this faith? Do we really know where we belong in our faith with the Lord? Faith is who the Lord Jesus Christ is to us. Faith is revelation. God told Peter, upon this rock, I am going to build my church, and the gate of hell is not going to prevail against it. When we are convinced, when we have no shadow of doubt in our mind that we stand on that rock, when we approach the Lord, when we pray, there is bound to be a miracle that comes, because we are holding on to a revelation. We are holding on onto our faith. Amen. The Syrophoenician woman demonstrated this great faith. She was a Gentile, just as you and me, brothers and sisters, we are also Gentiles. Originally, we do not belong to the Commonwealth of Israel. We were wild by nature, the wild olive tree. All sort of lives, all sort of ideas, all sort of spirit bound. But when we came out of all this, God drafted us into the Commonwealth of Israel. Therefore, we have to hold on unto the Lord. We have to be persistent in prayer, so that the praying for our daily bread will every day, every journey of our life be a miracle unto us. Praise the Lord. So, the Syrophoenician woman prayed, had a revelation. He knew that he wasn't supposed to cross boundaries and go to the Lord, but she persisted, went to the Lord, and the Lord and Master said, "I have never seen such a great faith. My brother and my sister, is your faith great? If you are praying in that prayer that the Lord taught his disciples, give us this day our daily bread." We have to have that revelation. We have to hold on to that rock. It is then and then God is going to give us a miracle. God is going to bless us with a miracle. Our life is going to overflow with miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praying to the Lord to give us our daily bread. It's not going to come on a silver platter. It's not going to come as a wishy-washy believer. We have to sit up. We have to be persistent. We have to have that revelation where we stand, where we belong. Then we can hold on to God, and God will grant our heart desire. Our Lord knew his mission here on earth. He knew he was the bread of life. Therefore, he proved to the disciples that it is possible, if only we believe. It is possible. All things are possible to them that believe. And so when they held on unto the Lord, Lord performed a miracle. He fed the multitude with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. It is the same Lord, the same yesterday, today, and forever. What is our faith? What is our persistence? The Lord called that Syrophoenician woman a dog, a demeaning name, but she didn't look at that. She persisted, and God rewarded her faith with a miracle. The daughter who was possessed with evil spirit was healed instantly to the glory of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, are we persisting in our Christian faith? Praying for our daily bread is a prayer that comes with miracles, with a revelation. If we persist, if we hold on to the Lord, God, who is the bread of life, is going to give us that bread, because he knew that he was the bread of life, and he entreated us to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread." It is daily. It is daily. Daily walk with the Lord. Daily moving with the Lord. Daily seeking the Lord. Daily depending upon the Lord. May the Lord strengthen our faith. May we go about seeking the Lord with all that is within us, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We will take it from where we left off today as we look at another aspect of give us this day our daily bread. May the Lord richly bless you. Until then, shalom and amen.